treaty any easier the second time?
No. They're a heck of a football team. They got one of the best quarterbacks to ever play the game. They got two tight ends that are outstanding in troublesome matchups. They're still able to run the ball effectively. And then obviously, with Welker in the slot, he's a guy that, they do a lot of things, run after the catch. And, it'll be a lot of the same things that we had to deal with the last time that we played them. Hopefully we'll execute a little bit better and we'll have a chance.
Is there any precedent for a team like that that has utilized the two tight ends that would have anything to say?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I know that there's the tight end position is obviously become a predominant position in the National Football League. Teams are using those guys in a lot of different ways. The thing about Hernandez is he's really like a wide receiver. Gronkowski is just such a big physical matchup issue that he creates a lot of issues. So, I mean, I think that's kind of the info thing right now is tight ends in the passing game, and they do a great job of it.
Jesse, I've been asking a lot of the players, what do you have to do differently this time to have success? And the thing I keep hearing are clean up the missed assignments and limit the yards after the catch, better tackling. Take those things out of the way. What else do you think has to be done better to have better success this time?
Well, I think those are the two primary things. I mean, when you go back and you look at the tape, we've made a lot of mistakes defensively. And, what you have to do, which is no different than any other week, what you have to do is you have to make teams beat you in the National Football League. And we didn't do that against New England. They're a very talented team. We made mistakes. They exposed those mistakes. Obviously, our tackling in space has to be better. I think it was the third play of the game. They catch a 10- or 12-yard pass, and it's a 48-yard gain because of missed tackles. And those are the things that you have to eliminate against that team. And then obviously we got to get more pressure on Brady somehow, some way. And affect him more. I think we hit him a couple times in the pocket, sacked him twice, but we really didn't affect him enough in the pocket, and we got to find ways to do that.
Your name has obviously come up in the Rams head coaching job. How flattering is that, and do you feel like you're ready to be a head coach? Is that?
Oh, I mean, I'm extremely flattered about it. I think it's obviously exciting, but really at the end of the day, it's more of a tribute. In my mind, it's a tribute to those players that are in that locker room in there. It's a tribute to the assistant coaches that I work with every day. When you have success as a team, individual achievements come, and I think it's obviously I'm thrilled about it. But really, at the end of the day, my focus right now is on trying to win a game against the New England Patriots, and that's the only thing that I'm concerned with right now.
Is that tomorrow? The interview? Or?
Yes.
Okay. Champs had like 11 different defensive coordinators. He's almost had a different defensive coordinator every year of his life. You can't let him down, Coach. You got to stick around for another year, right?
Yeah. I don't want him to have to go through that. So, no, really. At the end of the day, hey, listen, guys, we're focused on New England, and we're trying to win this game. And whatever happens after that, it's that's in somebody else's hands.
Without giving anything away, do you have to make a significant change on how you defend Hernandez and Gronkowski from the first time?
Yeah, I think we do. I mean, we got to have a better plan as far as who our matchups are, where those matchups are, and how we're going to defend them. And we've got, I think we've got a pretty good plan for how we're going to defend those guys.
Because you followed up two out of three pretty well in Wes Welker and Murkowski. I mean, Hernandez got loose, but how do you do that without affecting those other two pieces?
Very carefully. No, I mean, I think you got to look at it. I mean, a lot of it's going to be dictated by the personnel that they put in the game. If they put three wide receivers in the game and Hernandez is a tight end, they're really more or less got four wide receivers, on the field. So we have to have a way that we're going to match up and how we're going to deal with that. So we got a good plan for how we're going to handle it, and we'll see how it plays out on Saturday night.
Is this the most frustrating/challenging dilemma when, a lot of teams you look at and they've got a weapon or a secondary weapon, but then in that last game, you took a couple of those weapons away and Brady just said, okay, here, throw it here. Ocho Cinco hadn't done anything all year long. throws to him.
Yeah.
As a defensive coordinator, how much pressure does that put on you to put up a game plan, you know, to defend that?
Well, I think it puts a lot of pressure on all of us. I think they do a great job of utilizing their personnel based off of formations, based off the personnel groupings that they put onto the field. They really make you work as far as how you're going to match up with the different players. And you can't take that for granted because, you know, you don't want to get in situations where you get mismatches, because when you do, they take advantage of it. And we had a few of those in the game the last time. But a lot of those, you know, happen because we made mistakes. And that's part of the issue, you know, when you try to get the perfect matchup. You know, sometimes guys get out of position, not sure exactly where they're supposed to be or who they're supposed to be covering. So we got to clean a lot of that stuff up. And if we do, then you know, I think we'll have a chance in this game.
Hey, Coach, can you talk about what Raphael Bush adds, what different dimensions he gives an advantage for you guys?
Well, we used him last week, obviously for the first time, really on defense. And I think what he gives you is that he is a safety. He understands how to play the safety position, but yet he's got a little more athleticism, probably a little more corner type of skill from a coverage aspect. And that's the way we used him last week, and that's some of the stuff that he brings to the table.
More physical?
Than a corner?
Yeah.
Yes.
To us, Robert Ayers seemed more noticeable on Sunday.
Yeah.
Was he that way to you? Was that his
I think Robert had one of his better games in this game. I think he obviously was really motivated to play the Steelers for several reasons. Not only that it was a playoff game, but yet his college roommate he was going to be going up against. So I think he was extremely motivated. And Robert, as the year has gone on, he's grown up. He's grown up as a man. He's grown up as a player. And he's really gotten better as we've gone on. And I expect to continue to see progress in Robert Ayers.
When you look at what you did last week, and you had different fronts and pressure packages and moving guys around, a couple of players said you threw the kitchen sink. So after you've already thrown the kitchen sink, what's next? I mean, what's next?
Garbage disposal, whatever else we can come up with. I mean, we're going to do whatever it takes to try to slow these guys down. You know, there's not a lot of people that have been able to slow them down a whole lot. You know, they've gotten out to some rough starts in the last few games. But, you know, you look at Miami and they're down 17-0. All of a sudden, the next thing you know, they've scored 27 points. You know, you look at Buffalo, and I think it might have been 49 points that they ended up, you know, it's 21-0, and they end up scoring the last 49 points of the game. So this is an extremely explosive offense. They execute very well. The quarterbacks are really good. And they got weapons that they, you know, aren't afraid to use and distribute the ball around. So we got our hands full, and we're going to go out there and compete and see if we're good enough to win a game.
Thank you, Coach.